Just before the bridge crosses the Grand Canal to link Harold's Cross Road to Clanbrassil Street, there's a row of shops. And in this red brick row, at this very busy, noisy intersection in Dublin's Harold's Cross, there's an old shop that sells bicycles and motorbikes. The shop front is painted bright red. A picket fence and wooden shutter secures the doorway overnight. Metal grills are attached across the windows. The old wooden sign with white background and raised letters in red reads, T. Delaney and Son. It's about 10 minutes to 8 in the morning, and I'm greeted by a slim, fit man with light brown hair who's busy unlatching the gate.
Brian Delaney. In the morning times, you'd push out all the motorcycles and get the push bikes out on a stand. We have to lift down our window grills. But that's what I'm doing at the moment, unlocking the window grills. Family, fourth generation, Paul and Brian Delaney, we're brothers. Here he is.
Good morning. 8 o'clock we open it.
You can open at 8 o'clock. I open at 8 o'clock.
Some mornings I give you an 8 o'clock, yes. I have further to travel than him.
Paul, who is 3 years older than Brian, arrives into the shop on his bike. The bike's silver and blue paintworks barely visible beneath a layer of road dirt and grime.
It's a very old Peugeot racer. I must have it 25 years.
I have retired my old bike, which I had since I was 12. I had a very old Dawes with a 531 Reynolds frame and forks in it. So it was pretty old. The dad had it before me and he gave it to me, so I took over it. I retired that only 2 weeks ago and I bought a Cross. It's a hybrid between the mountain bike and the racer, mainly for just getting about. Going off to the Claddy classes, I would cycle there rather than using a car.
We only had a little section at the front here, which stretched back about 8 feet. And behind the shop in the back, yeah? No, it's gone. That man's going to buy it. So behind, in the rooms that are now our workshop, was my great-granddad's sitting room and kitchen and living area. So they moved up to Harold's Cross and then we took the partitions down and we've slowly moved back in. So the fireplace is still in it and the kitchen stoves are still downstairs.
It's been the same since I was coming in the first time. Yeah. Now they changed shelves and little bits and pieces, but it's been exactly the same. The wheels hanging up and the bikes hanging out of the roof and yeah. We were like a little bit of Aladdin's cave. You'd have to come in and figure out what we had. Hello, Delaney's.
Do you have any baskets? Though?
Yes, I have two types of baskets. I have the wicker basket and the wire mesh basket.
The workroom up the ramp at the back of the shop seems a little untidy, with old boxes of varying sizes stacked on homemade shelves. So how do they keep track of all the prices in the stock?
I can remember prices, but don't ask me to remember a person's name. I've got, my brain is trained to remember where the stuff is and what prices goes with it. But as for people's names and what I'm told outside the shop,
no.
Customers go in and say, can I have such and such? And I go to a box, pull it out, and they go, how the hell did you know it was in that box? None of the boxes are marked. But just over the years, you remember where everything is.
I think Bridgestone is coming.
That's the mesh basket.
Grand.
Yeah, we're both qualified to work at everything, be bicycles, motorbikes, and the odd lawnmower as well we will fix. But mainly I would do the sales, and if I'm busy, Brian will come out from the workshop and back me up and take over. But I think 90% of the time I do the sales and the ordinary stuff, and Brian runs the workshop.
As Paul and Brian go about serving customers and working on repairs, I observe a coordinated rhythm in their movements. I'm curious, what's it like working with your brother?
People always ask that, but we seem to get on quite well.
Like, we have our good and bad days. Don't say we're like saints, we're not. But we're able to get on.
You know when you come in the morning if he's in a bad mood, yes.
And vice versa, when he storms in through the front door, you know he's had a...
Okay. Don't say it, don't ask me about X.
You know what size that is?
10 and 9 seconds. It is a 21 inch.
And the wings? Yes, hang on just one sec, just dealing with a customer, I'll let you know.
Probably 22, but I would have to order this in the bigger frame if you wanted it. Have it by Wednesday.
She's such a nice boy.
Business has changed back to bicycles as it was back in the 70s in the last recession when we used to sell hundreds of push bikes. They dropped off. We started selling mopeds, motorbikes, and motorbikes, and then suddenly last year they stopped for everybody.
E-bar, is that what you call it?
Yes.
Yeah. Mainly the stock I tend to carry is for the lad going to work or going to college.
Did you get those in?
Yes.
Okay, I meant to come back earlier.
Yes.
Only the really, really essential repairs, broken brake cable, puncture. They won't leave it in for a service or get it checked over unless they really have to.
We'll change it over.
Selling can be sometimes fairly difficult because you've got different frame sizes and different shaped bikes. And a person will have this particular idea of a bike that they want, but sometimes that particular bike just isn't available to match what they have imagined it to be in their mind. So we let them cycle 3 or 4 bikes and they get a feel for one they like, and hopefully they'll buy it. We haven't lost one yet. We did let one out for a spin one Saturday at 12 o'clock and the girl disappeared, and 1, 2, 3, 4 o'clock she reappeared just as we were closing. Yeah, I took it home to show me mammy. My mammy loves it. I can buy it. She cycled it to Ballyferm and back. We really thought we lost that one, but no, we haven't lost any of them. It might not be done yet though. We're a few bikes behind.
Yeah, a lot of the friends would have been off playing Gaelic on Saturday or doing something else before we came down here to help out the dad on the Saturday. So it was just one step progression and here we are.
I'll try to help you now.
Oh great, okay. I'll try to collect from school. Not for another hour though, so I'm okay.
Like that, I used to start half day Saturday and then I'd do my 2 month summer here and then back to school, and then the following year was the same till I left school after the Intercept at about 15, and I've been working here ever since. And I'm now, no, I'm not going to say how old I am now.
Okay.
Yeah,
I haven't thought of it.
We have them there, €6. So it's €8.
And how much
is
the tube? Six, is it?
Six, yeah.
The dad talked one-on-one to people.
Paul and Brian's dad, Jimmy, passed away last spring. Jimmy was 62 years in the shop and learned from his dad on the job.
He made people very comfortable, and when he chatted, he never made himself more important than the person he was talking to. Yeah, the dad looked after people.
After I've gone around it, then I will have to read through, because this will put the dad would always make the next customer in feel as his was the only job dad had to do. Dad had great patience. He would never have raised his voice or talked back in anger to any customer, regardless of how right they thought they were. Very diplomatic, yes.
Okay,
but I think bike. The wire basket. They both come with the brackets so you can lift them off.
Oh, yeah.
And lift them on.
Oh, grand.
This price one is slightly much cheaper than
okay.
That one.
Yeah.
You look at €25 for the mesh.
Okay,
and €35 for the.
Okay, I'll go with this one then. It's just a clip on, is it?
Yeah, I'd love Brian to put the bracket on for you.
Oh, that's for the bracket on, okay. And then the lights.
Clip on lights.
Paul and Brian now run T. Delaney and Son as partners.
There's no defining what bonds us. It's just something that's there. It works, yeah. We grew up together. We worked together. We are brothers, but we had a different circle of friends.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't be able to put my finger on it. It's just the way the dad rubbed off us, and we just get on.
But suppose they didn't have the family business. What would they do instead?
Like if I sort of won the lotto and could close tomorrow, I'd have my windsurfer on a warm, sunny beach somewhere. But I don't think so. I would have to find another bike shop or motorcycle because that's all I've been brought up to know. I know them inside out.
Paul has two daughters, aged 21 and 18, and a son who's 16. So will T. Delaney and Son become a fifth-generation family business?
Yeah, they do work Saturdays now and again. They will probably run the place. They may not run it from hands-on, but they may run it as an extra from whatever other job they go to. I think I've done enough hard work to know that there's easier ways of making money. Let them make the easier way and then run this from outside. But yeah, we will try to keep it going. I'm definitely going to hang out for the 100-year sale, all right. It's what? This is 6 years. Yeah, see, it's not that far away.